The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One day, as Jesus was teaching, the Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him in order to heal. Some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him before Jesus. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him down on a stretcher into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." But then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemy? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said to them in reply, "Why are you thinking in your hearts in this way? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." And then he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise up, pick up your stretcher, and go home." And he stood up immediately before them, picked up his stretcher, and went home, glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God, and struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This was a very important teaching in the early church. By the way, it seems improbable that they could lower this man, lower this man through the roof into the middle of the gathering with Jesus. But if you go to the Holy Land, you will see remnants of the manner in which their houses were frequently built. And they were built onto the side of a hill, limestone, easy to cut through and build a dwelling in, kind of a cave, but with an outer room. And the outer room would be covered with some kind of a roof covering that was easy to dismantle. It's kind of wood or shavings or something like that. So it's quite probable and easy to understand how this miracle really would happen with the men lowering the man on the stretcher. What's interesting for us here is that Jesus sees what nobody else sees. Jesus sees the interior life of this man. And Jesus sees that he has more need for inner healing, forgiveness of his sins, than he has for physical healing. The first healing he needs is healing of his spirit, healing of his inner person. Now, there are many people who are well, they're walking around, but they're in need of inner healing because sin is conflict. Sin is division. Sin is a dismembered spirit, is a broken spirit. Selfishness divides, not just exteriorly, but divides inside. People carry prejudice and carry anger, carry selfishness deep inside themselves. And Jesus sees inside this man and sees that he has more need for healing inside, interiorly, than he has for the external need for healing. So he says, "Your sins are forgiven. Be made whole inside yourself." But then Those around him are astonished. Say, how can he forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins. Therefore, Luke is establishing the divine identity of Jesus. And then Jesus, in order to affirm the inner healing, heals his physical impairment. What does this mean to us? It means that we have to pray for inner healing. There are many of us walking around and we're physically well, but interiorly we're conflicted, we're wounded. That might be because we're carrying some kind of anger against somebody, or we're bitter about something. We cannot accept a failure or a reversal. We've lost confidence in ourselves. We've come to the awareness that maybe our sin is too great for God to forgive. Maybe God cannot forgive the sin which is too great in our lives. So think about that. This word of God calls us to pray for inner healing, the healing of our spirit. When we're made whole inside, somehow it will radiate. We'll witness Jesus Christ when we have inner healing. When we're physically well, but we're wounded inside, we don't witness Jesus Christ. We divide people. We hold grudges against people. We're inside, we're hurt, we're wounded. And so as we approach the birth of Jesus in this Advent season, the Spirit calls us to pray for inner healing, for not just forgiveness, but to be made whole, to be renewed in our spirit. Keep that in mind. That might be the great prayer which we have to make this day holy. Amen.